Holy Communion and Two Old Men. When the missionaries first came to the Kuskokwim Delta in 1885, after they built themselves houses for their families and a church, the next order of business was to convert the natives to their religion. The missionaries spent several years learning the Yupik language with Yupik helpers, and then began propagating the gospel to the heathen with their help. One week, the missionaries traveled to a coastal village and presented a fast-track catechism class to the adults and elders so the missionaries could give them Holy Communion. When the catechism was over, it was time to give the Holy Sacraments. All the elders and adults of the village went and filled the church, anticipating a most sacred event. They were told, although not many of the elders understood, that they were going to be eating and drinking the body and blood of Christ. This they had to see. After the wafers were passed around to everyone present, they were told that it was the body of Christ and to do it in remembrance of him. The congregation, in all solemnity, ate the wafers. Then one of the elders remarked, "How dry! It stuck to the roof of my mouth." The congregation smiled at his remark, but grew solemn again when tiny glasses of grape juice were passed out to everyone and were told by the reverend that it was the blood of Christ. When everyone drank the mouthful of the blood of Christ, again the elder who had spoken earlier said, "How delicious! I want some more." True story. In another instance, when Kuskokwim natives were learning about the new Western religion, a missionary traveled to a nearby village and preached to the people in the Kuzgik, or community house, as there were no churches built then. The community gathered in Kuzgik, and as was the custom, two very elderly men sat just inside the entrance of the community house, so no one could enter or leave while the reverend was speaking. The missionary spoke of the virtue of being a good Christian, so they could go to heaven one day. The preacher spoke of pearly gates, streets paved with gold, and about a land flowing with milk and honey. He spoke of constant joy, no sorrow, and no hunger, and no death. One of the elders sitting at the end of the chasik turned to the other across from him and said, "What's he talking about?" The other replied, "I don't have a clue. Na mislin." Again the elder, "What's gold?" The other elder, "What's milk?" The other elder, "What about honey?" "I don't know, but he did say no hunger." Then the elder said, "Well, if there's a good slough to put a blackfish trap in, I guess it will be a good place to go to." "I agree," said the other. "I hope there are lots of salmon so we can make lots of tbuk, stinkheads." Then the other responded, "I hope there are no mosquitoes there." "Yeah, and no lice." This is a true story.